Brilliance Audio presents
Lieberman's Thief by Stuart Kaminsky to Bernard Feinberg, M.D., and Elliot Livestone, M.D., with thanks for keeping the ship afloat. For here, among my friends, I learnt to measure your mind, your menace, and your enmity. But if I had been trapped inside your house, you would have sent me straight to death. Ion, in Ion by Euripides. Lieberman's Thief. The Burglar Prowls. George Patnix hated his nickname, Pity Pity. There was no dignity in a name like Pity Pity Patnix, but then Alex Sewell, the boss of Cell Block C, hadn't been concerned about George's dignity. Sewell had a great nickname, Steelhead. It implied that nothing could penetrate Sewell's head, not a tool shop knife made from a toothbrush, not a V-bar loosened from the bottom of a bunk, not a thought or idea. Steelhead was a risky nickname. It gave a target and defied the other cons to go after it. But Pity Pity, what the hell sense did that make? George, whose real name was Gregor Upatniax, was sure that Steelhead Sewell, who was serving two life sentences for murdering a pair of runaway girls in Moline, hadn't thought about the nickname he bestowed on the skinny kid who had just done the first month of time for his first felony, breaking and entering. But the name stuck. George couldn't shake it. It followed him to Chicago's near North Side neighborhood where he had spent his life, except for the 2 years he had done for breaking and entering, and the 2 more years he had done for breaking and entering again, and the year he had done for possession of a weapon, a dinky piece, a .22 he carried in his tool belt under his jacket. It was really the burglary tools in the belt that they had gotten him for, not the Friday night nothing special, but they couldn't nail it.